luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Universities will be forced to adopt definitions of racism, including anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and prejudice against First Nations people under a new set of standards. The changes also require them to implement transparent complaints processes and to provide clear guidance to students and staff on actions that enhance safety and security. The reforms coincide with hearings at the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion, which are focused on allegations of anti-Semitism on campus. A former student at the Australian National University, Liat, spoke to the media before giving evidence.
What I experienced was harassment, was vilification, and at times physical abuse. I was spat at by people. I had people perform Nazi salutes in my direction. I was called a baby killer and a genocide supporter, and no student should be subjected to these sorts of behaviours.
She says her experience of anti-Semitism escalated after an attack by Hamas on October 7, 2023, triggered Israel's bombardment and subsequent occupation in Gaza. It prompted student movements across the country opposing Israel's actions and culminating in on-campus encampments at several universities. The protests were celebrated by some, but condemned by others, and counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Zeli Hager SC, has acknowledged responses to the conflict have divided opinion.
It's not always easy to discern when legitimate expressions of opinion cross the line into anti-Semitism or other forms of racism, particularly in the context of the conflict in the Middle East. Nevertheless, the difficulty of striking that balance cannot be used as an excuse for inaction. The line can and must be drawn.
She says a recurring theme is Jewish students and staff being assumed to take a particular position on the conflict in the Middle East.
As we've heard in other hearing blocks, and we'll hear again this week, there are diverse views amongst the Jewish community as to that conflict. Many Jews are opposed to the actions of the government of Israel. Indeed, there are Jews who do not identify as Zionist, or do not identify with the state of Israel at all.
The politics of Israel's conduct in Gaza and the West Bank are also playing into debate about the new racism standards. Under the changes, universities won't be forced to adopt a specific definition of anti-Semitism, but rather required to develop their own. Speaking to the ABC, Shadow Education Minister Julian Lisa has demanded the government mandate the adoption of the controversial definition from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance.
This is another instance where we will have to drag the government kicking and screaming because the universities have to be dragged kicking and screaming again to do the right thing.
The IRA definition has been endorsed by the Australian government and its Special Envoy on Anti-Semitism, Gillian Segal. But it's opposed by others. The person who drafted that definition, Kenneth Stern, says it's now being weaponized and used to suppress criticism of Israel. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has told RN Breakfast the government's approach will do enough to protect student safety.
It's important that universities are given clear standards and metrics that they're being measured against and that they're measuring themselves against to make sure that the experience of a student in Australia, no matter who you love, no matter where you're from, no matter what you believe, is an experience of safety.
So much of the discussion around safety has centred on pro-Palestine student encampments, one of which Yasmeen Johnson helped organise at the University of Sydney. The co-convener of Students for Palestine describes herself as an anti-Zionist Jew.
I think our campuses should be spaces of anti-racism, and that people who attend them, who have racist views, which involve support for apartheid states, which are carrying out genocide, should be challenged on those views. And I think it is a fundamental part of freedom of speech and freedom of expression that we have the ability to challenge those views on campus, whether or not they feel what other people feel confronted by that challenging.
She suggests critics of Israel are being silenced.
What kind of world am I living in where a genocide can be carried out? And what happens is that there are calls for muzzling our national broadcasters to say that they can't speak accurately about this event. I have a view that the universities have been curtailing free speech. And I think we should have the right, and our media should have the right, and our politicians should actually stand up to what is happening and speak about the genocide that's going on in Gaza, which has been denied repeatedly. And I think, you know, that's a fundamental part of our free speech. And so I don't think that that's threatening. I think it's standing up for justice.
How these tensions will ultimately be navigated largely remains to be seen, with universities given until the end of this year to develop their definitions of anti-Semitism. In a statement, the Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency said all higher education providers must comply with the new racism requirements from January 2027. The agency said it will issue guidance to ensure the sector develops adequate definitions and meaningful responses. Education Minister Jason Clare has also told Sky News the government plans to pursue further reforms.
That's just the next step. What we also need to do is give the regulator of universities more teeth, more powers when universities fail to act to be able to fine them. The regulator at the moment, if it wants to fine a university, needs to go to court. I figure that that's not the right approach, and so I'll introduce legislation to give the regulator more powers over the coming months.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.